Hello, this is Citizen Kane PA, a new podcast about some surprising facts and enduring memories from the old hilltop. I'm Ed Rose, and I've worked on the business side at newspapers large and small across the country for the past 33 years. Although I'm based at the Oregonian in Portland, a mere 2,623 miles from Kane, my hometown remains near and dear to me. Did you know that 60 years ago this week, that Kane literally rocked around the clock? The Kane Teen Club, which opened in 1957, soon became the envy of neighboring communities. Located in the former Kane Theater on Chase Street, which once rocked and rolled with the blasting of six guns on the flickering screen, the club filled a niche for local teens who craved live music and dance. In fact, the club drew such huge crowds that management had to install heavy steel beams for reinforcement when so many revelers packed the place that the floor bowed under their weight. An advertisement in the Kane Republican for the teen club stated, "No alcoholic beverages permitted or anyone using same. Age limit to 20 years. Adult supervised. Slacks permitted." The popular night spot was managed by Harry Brown, son of Temple Theater impresario Clifford Brown, and had a reputation for being closely supervised with music and dancing offered on weekends 8 p.m. until midnight. Kane's Louis Angelo helped book top acts of the region, like the Tiger Men, Bobby Fry, the New Assassins, and the Unknown Factor. But the teen club hit the big time on June 13, 1958, when Bill Haley and the Comets came to town. At the time, Haley was at the height of stardom, and his band was known around the world. A founding father of rock and roll, and today a charter member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Haley's Rock Around the Clock remains an anthem for many millions of fans. A story in the next day's Republican under the headline "Over 500 at Teenage Dance" stated the following. The teen club's first anniversary dance was attended by over 500 enthusiastic rock and roll fans and spectators last night. The rock and roll enthusiasts crowded into the local teen club to listen and dance to the music of two of the nation's leading rock and roll bands. Bill Haley and the Comets shared the bandstand with Bobby Spiker and the Crazy Cats. Adults and teenagers from many of the surrounding towns were on hand to witness the local club in operation. Many of the out-of-town visitors were representatives of similar clubs in their own towns and were here to study the local club's methods. While the appearance by Haley may have been a high watermark for the teen club, it certainly left the organization open to questions about its nonprofit tax status. The event was open to the public and tickets sold at the door for the steep price of $3 each. Legal wrangling ensued, and while teen club management eventually preserved its nonprofit status, it proved the end of hosting such high-profile acts that were open to the public. The teen club closed before the decade was over, reopening under various new management teams and relocating to the second floor of the Moose Club, where it remained for another 10 years. But the teen club gig was not Bill Haley's only appearance in the area, however. He and his Comets also appeared in a wind-whipped performance at the McKean County Fairgrounds in September of 1956. Playing in a drenching rain, groundskeepers finally flung open the gates to allow hardy fans to watch the show for free, ensuring a decent-sized crowd for this big-time act. Well, that's all for now, friends. Please send your comments or suggestions to citizenkanepa@gmail.com. And thank you for listening.